Anmen is a small town that sits along the east coast of China's southernmost Hainan province. With a history of more than 1,000 years, it's a renowned fish market in China, as well as a well-known fishing port. 81-year-old fisherman Su Chengfen has spent most of his lifetime on the sea.
We started from Tianmen Port, then sailed to Xisha and Nansha Islands. We had no nautical chart at that time, so we transcribed the Genlu Bu to guide us on the way.
The guide, Su Chengfen, mentioned Genlu Bu is a book of maritime routes that records names of islands, sailing direction, weather and distance. For centuries, fishermen learned about the climate and the ocean currents from the Genlu Bu. The book also helped identify marine resources and locations good for fishing and living.
Once you understand the Genlu Bu, you can become an experienced captain.
This sentence has been passed down from generation to generation among locals. Chinese fishermen's discovery of the South China Sea can be dated back 2,000 years ago during the Han Dynasty, which is also the earliest recorded mention of the sea in the world. They identified the oceans through watching the astrology and the color of the sea, and named the islands using local dialects. After centuries exploring, the first Genlu Bu appeared in the early 14th century. Wu Shicun is the president of National Institute for South China Sea Studies.
Genlu Bu, which has been handed down from the Ming Dynasty, is a map formed in the process of Chinese fishermen sailing on the South China Sea. It can be considered as important evidence proving the Chinese people's development and management of the South China Sea, as it detailed the routes, names of islands, and reefs and fishing resources when fishermen conducted their fishing activities around the four archipelagos of the South China Sea and nearby waters.
With accurate records of weather, oceans and island names, Genlu Bu is regarded as fishermen's Bible. Su Chengfen says, Genlu Bu made it possible for fishermen to sail in the South China Sea when they only had a compass. Respecting and obeying the nature rules is the first thing local fishermen learn from Genlu Bu. Over the centuries, fishermen in the South China Sea lived in harmony with nature using the guidebook left by the ancestors. Each winter, the northwest monsoon blew away Tianmen's fishing boats to the South China Sea. Several months later, the southwestern monsoon brought these vessels home, fully loaded with seafood. Years later, the fishing boats have been replaced by modern boats. But the cultural tradition in the South China Sea remain unchanged. Currently, there are 12 versions of Genlu Bu left in the world, recording more than 200 routes, 7 transportation hubs, and fishing centers of the South China Sea. In 2008, Genlu Bu was officially listed as a National Intangible Cultural Heritage.